Hey, yesterday was a big day for me. I released the Lex Games app for iOS and several updates to it as well. But yeah, if you haven't yet gotten Lex Games for iPhone or iPad or any, you know, major iOS / iPad OS device, you should. And I could give you a long App Store URL, but just go to lex.games/app. Lex.games/app. That's a fine way to find my app. And of course, if you've installed my app or you do go and install my app, a great idea would be to go to the App Store and write a 5-star review. I'm told it really helps. Available wherever you get your apps, if where that is the App Store.
Your Daily Lex.
By the way, if I sound a little bit different, I apologize. New version of Logic and some of my audio plugins look like they're having a small fight. So if I sound a little bit odd, hopefully that'll be corrected in the next couple of days when some of these plugins get updated to support the new version of Logic. Anyway, yeah, go right and review the app. It's kind. Lex.games, available in the App Store. So yesterday was meant to be a celebratory day for me in my mind. Like, hey, now I've got this going on and got my app out. It's finally out in the world. It was just shy of 1 month from first line of code in the app to releasing it. And I was proud, you know, exciting. Here we go. Except yesterday wasn't as good as I wanted. Here's why. So also a couple days ago, the pool was open. And when you start the pool season, you start by cleaning the pool because it's going to be gross. It's not horrible. It wasn't bad. We have a pretty good cover that does a nice job of keeping the winter grossness out of the pool. But there's still work to do. And I got to work. And that work typically consists of, you know, running the vacuum and obviously running the filter on the pool and running the vacuum again and running the vacuum again and running the vacuum again. And it's a robot vacuum, or not, but it's a robot vacuum, and you got to hose it out. You know, you clean out the filters over and over again and you put it back in and let it do its thing again. So I had to go out and hose out the vacuum, and I came back inside and I can still hear the hose going. I'm like, why do I still hear the sound of the hose going when I'm not using the hose? And, I mean, I still had the hose spigot on, but I wasn't, you know, squeezing in the hose thingy. So it should be silent at that point. So I go back out and I turn off the hose, and now the sound is gone. But I'm like, why would I be hearing it? And I think about it for a little while, and I come into my office, I'm thinking about it, and all of a sudden I have what I like to call an oh shit moment. And I call it that because I said, oh shit. And I went to the basement, and the reason why it sounded like the hose was still running was because it was. Until I shut it off again. It was running in the basement. And I had properly winterized my hoses. I had, you know, shut off the water to the outside hoses for the wintertime. But it still appeared that something had burst or broken in a bad way. Because there was a lot of water in my basement. Now, you might remember that many months ago, I had water in a different part of my basement from a leaking air conditioner situation. And that was the gym part of the basement. And that was corrected. So the silver lining, the bright spot is, when I got the floor replaced in the gym, they couldn't perfectly match the floor that was in the rest of the basement because they didn't make that floor anymore. So I had to get a slightly different style. But now it'll all match because now the water remediation people said, nope, we've got to rip up all the floor and you have to replace it. Insurance is covering it. Yeah, they're literally here right now. In fact, shortly after I started recording this episode, I had to stop to let the water remediation specialists in. Now, I don't know if they're right. Do they actually have to rip up all the floor? I don't know. Their point was, you know, we don't know that we can fully dry it out and there's going to be water trapped between the cement base and the floor, and we can't get it all. So we have to instead rip all your floor out and have you put new floor in. And it's fine, right? My deductible is not horrible. I'll pay $500 and the insurance company will, you know, replace it. And then I guess my homeowner's premiums will go up because they're going to be like, what the hell is happening in your basement? It's really just a little stretch of bad luck. But yeah, the worst. So today they're in there ripping up the floor and then they'll set up all their dehumidifiers and, soon I'll have the floor guy come and put in more new floors in my basement. What a treat. So, anyway, yeah, what a bummer. It's just such a bummer. Lauren refused to even look. She was like, I don't want to see it. So, she has no idea what is and isn't in the basement, but man, at least it was clean water, right? It was, you know, fresh water coming into the house, or literally coming into the house, as it turns out. The worst. Anyway, I hope you're having a drier day, and I hope you've installed the Lex.games app and that you're having a ton of fun playing all the games. You are a champion. Also, because it'll make him so proud that I mention it, congratulations to Dan Morin for tripping a bug on the website for Lex.Games when he would solve the mini crossword faster than my server could keep up, and I have now fixed that bug. Dan, you are a monster. Goodbye.
Lex.